When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app that you can get on the Google Play Store as well as for all Apple products. And you can also get Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. The name of the show is the name of the podcast on iTunes. So plenty of different ways to listen in, including obviously on WakeUpCallDT.com, where you can listen, watch, read, and enjoy. Very happy to have on the show with me once again a pre-Washington South Lake Christian Academy, Huntersville, North Carolina, from the same high school as his older cousin Robert Washington, who is a running back in the incoming class of 2016 for college football, that's gotten recruited by many schools, 40 plus, and it just continued to grow early and then eventually rapidly. And a pre-Washington looking very similar to his cousin Robert, as he's already had more than 10 offers, and it's very early on in his recruitment process here. We're in the early part of 2015, so I'm sure plenty more to come from here, but the ones that have offered storied programs and strong programs, as well as those that haven't offered as of this time that we're speaking, but definitely have interest in a pre. So I'm happy to have him on the show. He's been looked at by many as a defensive back. A few teams have looked at him on offense and defense, and now he's here on the show to talk about that and so much more. Apri, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very good.
Now, Apri, first and foremost, Robert, obviously you guys going to the same high school. What's it like being on the same team as your cousin and playing together, and not only playing together, but being on opposite sides with you as a DB and him as a running back?
I mean, it's been a great experience. I was on the same team as him since ninth grade, so I think we really push each other to be a better player, and you know, just on the field and off the field, and also to be leaders, and who's going to step up when, and who's responsible for what. So I think it's been a great experience. You know, who wouldn't want to play with their family?
When you go up against him, I mean, how many times have you gotten to go up against each other in practice and actually have that one-on-one? And in that scenario, honestly, being honest here, who usually wins that one-on-one in the open field?
Well, see, in our practices, we don't really, we do like receivers versus DBs and then linebackers versus running back. So, and then we do scrimmages, but we don't go like full out tackling to the ground. We normally go third. So, to be honest, we really don't have a chance. But, like, we have their, like, one-on-ones a couple times, and then I get help. But mainly, me during the one-on-one portion. But it's not really the tackling portion. We don't really, we ain't really get a chance to do that part in practice, because we don't really tackle practice. Like, full out, go to the ground.
Now, you're obviously going through your recruitment with another year after Robert's time at this point, you know, 2016 for him, 2017 for you. What has he taught you about the recruiting process? Because it's already started for you, and you're already past, you know, obviously double digits when it comes to schools that have offered. But has Robert been able to impart any knowledge to you as far as how to handle the recruiting?
Yes, mainly patience and just, like, yeah, patience and like, time management and decision-making, because you don't just go out to a school that's not interested in you or you don't have interest in. And also, with the patience part, don't get frustrated, because it does take time with schools to look at you, and also for you to get better with school, like, better known with school. So, and we really started the recruitment process together, but since he was older, I was just, like, on there just to sightsee and experience. And then the year after, that's when I started to be a part of it. So,
when you look at your recruitment so far, how have you been able to respond to it? How do you feel like you've handled it? Because you have been recruited for a while. There have been teams that have been interested in you for a long time. Easy to say that 3 years out from the time you'll be going to college football, teams were looking at you and wanting to obviously have an opportunity to have you join them in college. So What can you say about how early your recruitment started and how you've been able to handle it so far?
For the early part, it was a blessing. Thank God for the opportunity and all the coaches for the opportunity. And I've been able to handle it with my parents behind my side, and like just my family being there for me. And also just, staying humble and letting God's plan play out. So that helped me a lot.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, ladycom with the Bamboo line, relax fit clothing, as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com ladycom. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you look at your family, like you said, being by your side, what can you say about your support system and who's in that support system, who would you say really are the people that you look to and you trust their opinion and you know that they love you and that they want the best for you?
Like my immediate family, like my mom and dad. Like at the end of the day, they're the ones that have to sign my letter of intent. So I found to them and I trust them, and they trust me enough to make good college decision where I'll end up for the next 2 years to help you become a better person. So that was my plan.
When you look at your parents and what they've taught you over time, what are some of the biggest things that you take with you from your mom and dad? What are some of those words of wisdom that you hear in your head when you're going through recruiting or when you're on the field and you get beat by a wide receiver and you got to come back on the next play or your team loses a game? What are some of those words from mom and dad that kind of come back into your brain when you need them?
Really, mainly keep God first and always focus on everything and just cherish the moment, really. So I'd probably say, those three things: God, focus, and the moment.
How well do you feel like you've done in keeping God first, being focused, and living in the moment?
Well, I think I've been doing well. I go to a Christian school, and I really got my own relationship with God outside of my church and my parents. And also, just being thankful and sharing the moment and focusing, prioritize and keep everything organized. That's how I help. I have to be succeeded with those, just following, my preparation and organization for everything, school, film, and football. That's a lot. That was how I just had to stay focused on the right track. So I think I have done well with that whole passage.
When you look at your relationship with God, what made you want to be close to God? I mean, I know you said your family, your parents have a relationship with God. You know, you go to church, you know, vocational, the school that you're at, everything that you have there. But what inside of you has really made you say, I want to have my own personal relationship with God?
Just how I feel that, work through many people and work here is like magic lunch. Just for the whole life, basically. And I see how he worked on others, like family members that was real sick, and I just want to be close to him, so when it is my time to go, that I know I did my job for him, and that I did have my own relationship with him. That's what made me happy.
Apri, when it comes to your life, not just with football, but in general, how would you describe yourself as a young adult, someone who's working to become a good man, a good person? How would you describe yourself as far as who you are and who you want to always be in your life?
Probably hardworking and like steadfast, maybe, because hardworking, don't let too much things or pressure get to you at all, and just live like day by day and achieve to get better. That's what I describe myself as, being hardworking.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn, right off of Erie Boulevard? Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSIG Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreissig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
And it being hardworking, those offers that we had talked about before, plenty of them, some of the schools that you've been up with to see when it comes to your unofficials, the visits that you've had, we've talked about some off the air, and to bring them on here, Texas Christian, you know, TCU, West Virginia, Boston College, Syracuse, to name a few. Those were the ones, and obviously you visited more schools, but from the schools that have offered you, those were schools that were on your mind and, you know, came out pretty easy. What was it about those schools that stuck out to you? And is there a school that I didn't name that has offered you that you went on an unofficial that really meant a lot to you?
No, it's not true that you didn't name. What stuck out to me was just, like, the relationship with the coaches. And the main thing, education.
I want to look at TCU first and what you like specifically about TCU and what you could say about your unofficial visit.
I was out there already in Texas, and I decided to just go to TCU to take a good guy to talk to Coach Rupert. And when I got there, felt very welcoming, and, you know, for a first time there, I didn't really know where to go, so, you know, Coach just threw me around there. I sat down with Coach Gary Patterson for about an hour, and we just talked, you know, not just football, but just about life.
When you look at TCU's program, how much do you know about what they do, and how much do you know about their secondary at this point?
Well, about their secondary, I know that they showed up towards the second half of the season, you know, stopped a lot of teams. They were a great defensive team overall, but I watched the Ole Miss game at the last game of the season. It was a bowl game, and it was just shut down against the quarterback, Ole Miss quarterback, Bo Wallace. He really had nowhere to throw. And then about TCU, one thing I did know is Coach Patterson will be there for a while. He got a 7-year contract extension, and he has already been there for 18 years. So I know he's not going anywhere.
When you look at what it felt like to be on campus at TCU, what can you say about the experience and what the people were like and how the atmosphere was when you were there?
I was there on a day that not many people, it wasn't really a lot of people there. It was on a weekend, so they were all probably just studying and all, but for the foremost, around it. It was a rugby team there, I think. And it was just like a good experience, you know. Nobody really walking around, like, they didn't want to be there. You know, smiles on people's face everywhere.
And then as far as West Virginia, just what you can say about your unofficial visit there, what you took away from it?
I mean, it's a college town, you know. There's not a football, like a major football team, like an NFL team in West Virginia, so everything there is West Virginia football. And people live for West Virginia football the week of it. On Saturdays, and go watch West Virginia play.
As far as the relationships with the coaching staff, just what you could say about how close you are with West Virginia, who you're close with on the staff, and what you've been able to take away from them?
I've been talking with them since my freshman year, and probably the closest person I would think, Coach Galloway, obviously the coach. I've been close with him, and we had a relationship over the past 2 years and a half, 2 years.
As far as the system that they have and the defensive backs that they've had come through West Virginia, just what you can say about what they've built and what you think about their system?
That system, I like it. And then, they're trying to bring people in to build a part of their system. But it's one player that I can see myself, from West to go there, being like this. So I'm not doing that. Carl Joseph is a safety / corner / nickelback. And I can see myself doing that and being in a role as he is. That's one thing I do like about this system, how he is in the system. So.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable. In Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience
that you'll always want to come back to.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Then as far as Boston College is what you could say about your unofficial there, what you took away from them and what you think about when you think Boston College, what that makes you think of and how the visit was.
I think a good education and also a lot of big schools, little small town, not small, small, but pretty like a private area, small school education in one area. So that's one thing I think of when I go to Boston College.
As far as their defensive backs, their coaching, what can you say about their system and the coaches that you've been able to build a relationship with?
Well, Coach Al Washington, the running back coach, that's who I have a relationship with the most. When I went up there the first two times, I talked to him mainly, and we have been building a relationship over there for a year and a half, I think it has been, or 2 years.
System-wise, is there anything specifically that stands out to you about Boston College at this point?
That building, that is one thing that stands out. They're going to come up.
And then Syracuse, another school that has offered you that you've been out to see and been out to see recently. Just what you could say about the Syracuse Orange and what your unofficial was like up there.
Well, it's a great family-oriented school. You know, the fans are all in. Like the care for the team and the one big family. You know, it'll be at least every other day a fan making an edit saying, come to Syracuse, you know, this should be home and help change the program. And I feel like that they're trying to build to a better team.
What is it about their program? I mean, their defensive backs. Does anything stick out to you about how they use it? And also on the offense, too, because Syracuse is one of the schools that's looked at you to play both offense and defense. Is there anything about their system or their coaching staff that stuck out to you at this point?
Well, they not really much of a system, but coaching staff-wise, stuck out is that I can come in and be a playmaker right away and playing time easily, like not easily, but you know, still had to work for it, but early, right away.
When you look at that playing time at Syracuse and the coaching staff, what have the coaches told you? Because I know you talked about playing right away. In your mind, have the coaches established that with you and said, you know, Apri, obviously you got to work for it, but there can be early opportunity. How much have they talked to you about that?
Like I said, well, before they offered me, kind of wanted to detail about it, not really too much that, but it was just like they're trying to build back up the old Syracuse, and just like the program, so they need playmakers that can come in right away. They said they did not fit their categories, and then they had a center to offer.
Who's the coach or coaches that you really feel like you've been able to start to build a relationship with at Syracuse?
Coach Eric White, mainly. That's who I have been talking to, and at Lacusma area, and the running back coach as well.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreissig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image.
creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So we'll start with Coach White. What do you like about Eric White? What do you like about him? Is obviously he does recruiting at Syracuse, so he's you know, keeping in touch with you and obviously looking all throughout the country. What can you say about your relationship with him?
Man, it's pretty cool, you know, just talking about stuff outside of football. And, yeah.
As far as DeAndre Smith, I've gotten to know him over the years, and I know that he's a charismatic guy. I know he likes to laugh, likes to smile a lot. What's your relationship like with him, and how has he kind of treated you through this process?
I mean, even though I'm not a running back, I mean, it's a pretty good relationship. And easygoing coach, and just like, you know, another one of those coaches that stay outside of football for you.
Now, when you look at it, up and down the line, Apree, like I said, more than 10 offers that you already have. You're coming in the incoming class 2017. You have visited a bunch of schools unofficially. We've talked about a bunch of them today. And then Tennessee, Ohio State, Clemson, South Carolina, Florida haven't offered as of the time that we're talking right now in early April. But you have had the opportunity to go out and see their campuses unofficially. Are there any of those schools, of the ones that haven't offered yet, that you've seen and been on campus for that you really, really liked? I mean, any of those schools among Tennessee, Ohio State, Clemson, and Florida and South Carolina that stuck out to you?
I mean, there's really no stick outs. I was just trying to get to know all the coaches as in the whole. And I wouldn't say there's a stick out school. I mean, I like them all.
So as you look at this recruitment, obviously you have plenty of time, but do you have a timeline or anything that you've really wanted to try and stick to say, you know, I want to be done with my recruiting by this time, or I want to be able, if I get a lot more offers, to narrow it down by here? I mean, do you have a plan with recruiting?
No, I really don't. I plan to do it sometime before my 4 year. so I can just focus on my family and play. But I really don't have an expect date, so not sure.
Has it been fun for you to go through this? Because I know I'm talking to you right now, and
but it's also been, a little nerve-wracking, frustrating at times. You gotta make your calls, take your visits, and you really gotta be dedicated to it. So, I mean, fun and nerve-wracking at the same time.
So, as you look at it, I want to give you some credit here. With one of the times that we had talked, you were going to the International Bowl up against Canada for the USA team. USA, obviously, getting experience there with guys from all over the country. 3 pass breakups, 6 tackles, no catches against you. And as you said, quarterbacks didn't really, weren't really trying to go up against you when they're in the passing game. They weren't trying to go your way a lot of the time, which is to your credit. Just what you can say about the International Bowl and what you've learned from playing with the USA team.
It was a great experience. I got to work with NFL coaches, college coaches. And also, just knowing the people that played before me, like Jameson. Tiger Lee had played. So just knowing those type of players that came through the system, just looking to be like the next one. To say that I can hopefully make it. And say that I was able to play for the team that they was on.
Well, I definitely appreciate you taking the time, and I know that big things are coming. I know that they've already started here for you, Apri, and I know that they'll continue on the road, and it's always a pleasure to have you on Wake Up Call with Dan, with Dan Satora, and talk with you and really just take some time. So I know that this is probably some time for you to get some rest and relax and get back to it. So I do thank you for taking some time with me today and talking a little bit about some of these teams that have had their eye on you and some of the offers you had. I really do appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.